Men don't care about women's money. We don't care about women's competence. We don't care about women's height. We don't care about all the things that you care about in a man. Attraction isn't symmetrical, it's asymmetrical. You became the man that you want, so all these other guys that you're meeting, they don't qualify for you. But the only guy that did meet your standards, guess what? You didn't qualify for him. I'm looking at you and I'm saying, you know what? You could hit the gym.
Just to lose weight. I don't want a man who's only going to judge me based on my size.
We don't want a woman that's only going to base us based off our height. I'm 6'4", he's 5'8". But you said that he's disqualified because he's 5'8".
I didn't judge his character.
But you judge his height and he doesn't qualify for you. The same way he doesn't qualify for you, with your figure, a lot of guys you won't qualify for.
Give me a second.
Aww.
I was never speaking down on you. I was speaking to the queen in you. The man, he has a fool in him, but he also has a king in him. And that woman should always speak to the king in him. A woman has a fool in her, but she also has a queen in her. Me speaking to the fool in her would have been, you just as good as...
Men often emphasize one fundamental need in relationships: respect. Unlike material possessions or financial gains, many men value genuine respect from women as a cornerstone of meaningful connections. Unfortunately, a growing perception is that modern women may overlook the importance of respect in their interactions, leading to strained relationships and misunderstandings.
Hey, yo, so everyone's heard about the lady, that black lady, that not only embarrassed herself, she embarrassed and disrespected her date because she didn't want to go to the Cheesecake Factory. She didn't even want to get out the car after she was an hour late. And he picked her up. Very polite. Now, apparently, there's this viral list of restaurants women will not accept on first dates. I just need help from you guys. Do you think this is just a black woman thing, or all women created that list? With mostly black women, all black women. Reason why I'm asking is because black women get married at the lowest rate of any ethnicity, by 50%. One out of every four black women will or have ever been married. The hilarious part is, if they're not accepting these first dates, how in the hell are they ever gonna have a last first date and end up having a family and a companionship in marriage? Maybe black women don't give a f*** about being married no more. But I need you guys' help. Let me know if y'all think this is a black woman thing, an all woman thing, a majority black woman thing. What's the percentage? What's the pie?
This lack of respect is often seen as a disregard for the values and efforts men bring to the table, leaving them feeling unacknowledged and unappreciated. As a result, many men choose to distance themselves from modern women to avoid situations where they feel undervalued. Ironically, this decision to step back is frequently met with criticism, as it challenges the expectations and norms of modern relationships.
No! Side is only dangerous because of men, which is true. Statistically, yeah. Violence, men.
That isn't true. Let's get to the root cause of things. Manipulation happens when you focus on the effects and you don't go to the cause. So the root of it is that without a man and you were just here, you would have been eaten by a lion, a tiger, and bear. And guess what? If the lions and tigers and bears didn't get you, you wouldn't have the ability to gather enough calories for you to last. Because a woman can't manipulate the world how a man can. So let me explain to you how a world would operate with only women and only men. When men get together, we know, oh, he's stronger here, he has this skill here, he got this. Let the best person work this skill, and that creates a hierarchy from top down. When a woman get together, what you think about, you're all emotional, so you're tiptoeing all the time and you're looking at the sensitivity levels in this woman and that woman, because you know that you are sensitive. So what you do is you start looking at everything in an egalitarian sense to equalize everything. You get two, you get two, you get two, you get two. The men don't operate like that. Did you do enough to get two? If you ain't do enough, you're not getting to. You get zero. Put in that work and then you get that. This is why on a survival series, men, they was cleaning water fast, building fires fast, because they created that hierarchy. They put the best person in position first. The women, they was trying to do everything equal and by committee, so they couldn't create any order and any structure. The world wouldn't be safer without men. Nature killed more people than any wars and anything you could never imagine. And men, we built infrastructure to protect the woman from nature.
What? Jennifer Gilbo riding in Shoel Mahmood's car when out of nowhere she appears to snap, lunging at the Uber driver, dousing him with pepper spray. Shoel picked up Jennifer and a friend on West 46th Street, but when they got to 65th and Lex, things quickly went south early Wednesday morning.
What?
Shoel insists he hadn't said a word to the ladies. The other passenger appears just as stunned.
Then what?
Repeatedly asking her friend why she was doing this, Jennifer would only say,
get him out.
In the first few seconds, Shoel tells me he tried to get out, but his seatbelt was on. Police did arrest Jennifer. She's charged with assault and now has a lawyer who at this point is not commenting.
Justice has been served.
Jennifer Gilbo's shocking attack on an Uber driver with pepper spray sheds light on a growing issue, the rise in female criminal behavior. This trend challenges traditional perceptions of gender and crime, prompting deeper reflection on societal attitudes and values.
Just take a look at this evolving story called Female Fugitives: Why is Pink Collar Crime on the Rise? And I think you'll see what I'm getting at here. Of course, it starts by punching at men, but now even the feminist media can't ignore the facts. Men commit more crimes than women do. A lot more. This holds true over time and across cultures. In America, the incarceration capital of the world, more than 2 million detainees, males comprise 93% of the prison population. Men also account for 73% of all arrests and 80% of those charged with violent crimes. This disparity between the sexes is particularly stark when it comes to murder. 90% of the time, the ones who do the killing are men. All these numbers add up to what criminologists call the gender gap. But
here we go.
Read enough academic journals and government crime reports and some curious facts emerge. While crime rates in the Western world have steadily declined over the past three decades, the number of young women being convicted for violent crimes in some Western countries has increased significantly. Law enforcement records indicate the opposite is true for their male counterparts. In other words, the gender gap is closing.
Why?
In some UK cities, the number of female arrests increased by 50% from 2015 to 2016. That's more than a blip. A 2017 report by the Institute for Criminal Policy Research at Birkbeck, University of London, came up with this sobering data point. The global female prison population has surged by more than half since the turn of the century, while the male prison population increased by just a fifth over that same period. Women and girls may account for only 7% of all incarcerated people today, but their numbers are now growing at a much faster rate than at any time in recorded history. Well, would you look at that? Turns out that when women are thrown into the lion's den that men have scrapped in for centuries, suddenly, the demands and the pressure that comes with them make them not just as reckless, but more than we ever were. If male crime rates spiked like this over such a short period of time, the global media frenzy would be all over it. Titles like The Disease of Masculinity or Why Women Are Needed More Than Ever would be in circulation for weeks. Now, part of that just has to do with the potential men have when they put effort into something. But the real reason we don't hear about these stats is that women continue to be coddled as if they still don the apron and make pancakes in the morning. Much of Western society still sees the innocence of the kinds of chicks people would see in the 1920s. But we're not dealing with flapper girls and risque ankle photos anymore. The women of today don't even resemble what they continue to pretend to be in the public eye.
Hi, ma'am. Do you have stuff in your coat right now? Employees said they saw you stuff from your basket into your jacket.
No, I just put all my stuff back because I was supposed to meet my other half here and he never showed up. I just tried calling him, actually.
Okay, so if we search your jacket, we're not going to find any items? No. I'll give you an opportunity right now to take everything out. But it's going to be your one and only opportunity.
Okay, fine. I have a hat and gloves.
All right, there we go.
It's just cold outside. I don't have any money and I just want a hat and gloves.
You don't have hat or gloves? I'll buy these for her.
Thank you. Are you serious? Thank you.
But don't do this, okay? I know it's tough, but there's other ways. Call us for help, all right?
When a man does it, it's muddy. But if a woman did it...
So who's the head honcho here? You tell me! Come on, kiss me! Kiss me! And tell me who's the head honcho here! What, I'm not hot enough for you? I'm not hot enough? I'm not sexy enough? I'm gonna spit on you! Tell me I'm fucking hot! Tell me I'm fucking sexy! Tell me!
Something is wrong with you!
Some modern women, influenced by radical interpretations of feminism, view men as unnecessary or even problematic, diminishing their value in relationships and society. This mindset can erode the foundation of mutual respect essential for healthy connections, often pushing men away from engaging with women who hold such views. It's important to note that these extreme perspectives represent a deviation from the true essence of feminism. True feminism is rooted in the principles of equality, mutual respect, and collaboration between genders. It seeks to uplift both men and women, recognizing their unique contributions and fostering harmony. However, when feminism is misinterpreted or weaponized to promote antagonism or superiority, it creates division rather than unity. This not only undermines the movement's goals, but also makes it difficult for meaningful relationships to flourish. The solution lies in returning to the core values of respect and equality, rejecting polarizing ideologies that alienate rather than unite. Both men and women must work together to build a society where mutual understanding and respect prevail, ensuring that extreme attitudes do not overshadow the shared goal of equality and harmonious coexistence.
Another analysis explains this by saying, most people don't realize it, but they probably are neighbors, co-workers, friends, or acquaintances with either a pink-collar criminal or someone who has been embezzled by a pink-collar criminal. A pink-collar criminal can be a PTA mom, your dentist office manager, and yes, even someone's grandma. The statistics on pink-collar criminals are alarming. According to the FBI, male embezzlers have increased only 4% since 1990, while pink-collar criminals have increased over 40% during that time period. While the rise in crime on the side of men and possible reasons can be negated by population growth and other common factors, a 40% increase can't. It's a development that would make any rational person look over the data and do everything they can to understand why this has been so significant. But, as I said, the media turns a blind eye to this stuff, because it doesn't serve the message that women are naturally pacifists, devoid of violence or corrupt intentions. Even if the evidence is replayed constantly all around us.
Anybody else realize that children born in 2023 potentially live to see the year 3000?
Modern women, who have historically been instrumental in shaping a better society, now sometimes appear reluctant to engage actively in contributing positively, which is deeply concerning. The potential of women to drive meaningful change and enrich communities is vast. Their creativity, leadership, and empathy have historically been pillars of progress. However, when some choose to withdraw from these responsibilities or prioritize self-interest over collective growth, it can lead to frustration and hinder societal advancement.
Kelly Paxton, a Portland, Oregon-based private investigator known as the Pink Collar Crime Lady, says she isn't surprised that female arrest rates are going up. Women suddenly have the financial pressures that men have had for decades. They're the breadwinners in 40% of all households. If these women can't pay the bills, some will resort to committing crimes.
Now the tables have turned.
The new crime trend hasn't gone unnoticed. The National Herald ran this story last month. Greek cops nab teen girl pickpocket ring in Athens. And here's a recent BBC News headline. Sharp rise in women caught carrying knives, up 73% in the past 5 years. Even Insight Crime, a not-for-profit that studies organized crime in Latin America and the Caribbean, is all in. One of their recent reports sounds like a Netflix elevator pitch. Female prisoners in Venezuela become cell block bosses to survive. Well, at least somebody's covering it. The only thing I see wrong with this, and most of the other articles that talk about women doing something crazy, is that they make it sound like they're the victims. Oh, did Lorena Bobbitt cut off her man's sausage? That's justice for you. Oh, did that chick just key someone's car? Looks like we have another cheater on our hands. Oh, did Cardi B drug random Johns, take advantage of them without protection, and steal their money? Man, things are getting rough out here. Sure glad she's in a better place. I mean, come on. Venezuela has collapsed horribly over and over in the last century, but you don't see articles documenting how men struggle to become cell block bosses to survive. It's this kind of crap that makes women do whatever they want whenever they feel like it. It's why we now find situations like this everywhere on the internet, but never on the news. It's the disease we see everywhere, but those in power just refuse to talk about it.
Why is it that when we describe a man as hysterical, we mean he's a funny, funny man? Yet when we describe a woman as hysterical, we mean she's hysterical. Why is that?
I'll show you.
Completely unhinged, and nothing legal to stand in their way. The article continues with, What's really cemented this pulpy women behind bars image in the collective conscious, though, is Crime Has No Gender, a controversial Europol campaign that launched last August. Are women equally capable of committing serious crimes as men? Reads the news release. The female fugitives featured on Europe's Most Wanted website prove that they are.
Continue.
To show that women can be vicious sociopaths too, Europol asked 21 of the 28 EU member countries to select a single fugitive for their campaign. The methodology may have been flawed and the sample size small, but the gimmick worked. The bad girls theme was reflected in the headcount. 18 females, 3 males. Elena Putrevich, Russia, who trafficked 9 young women into Spain and forced them to work as prostitutes, made the list. So did Dorota Kazmierska, Poland, a 44-year-old femme fatale who killed her husband by shooting him in the head. Then there's Zorka Rajic, Croatia, a blonde desperado who works in sales, narcotics, psychotropic substances, firearms, munitions, and explosives. I could keep going on here, but I think you're starting to get the point. When women are discovered to be the bringers of crime and general destruction, much faster than men ever were, the journalists try and question the integrity of the studies. It's why we see a franchise like Star Wars stripped down with messaging and movies like Sound of Freedom that shed light on actual issues, burned by worthless critics on Rotten Tomatoes. Not only that, but when we see prison shows and movies regarding women, they're always shown in a positive light, victims of circumstance that are simply doing anything they can to survive. It's the same argument we see for OnlyFans girls. They grow up in a country with countless opportunities, but the primary excuse for debasing themselves is that the world is cruel and cold, only to spend this supposedly hard-earned cash on a trip to Bermuda for more content. Additionally, if we were to include the actions that should be crimes, child support claims, alimony, perjury, and more, the female crime rate would be astronomically higher than anything we've seen from men. But that doesn't happen, so we see this.
My wife informed me that she wants a divorce, and I left just to
keep the peace.
Keep the peace, and I'm still here. The locks, I went back the next day and the locks were changed. And
I've been on the streets for about 30 years. And the reason why I've become homeless is me and my wife got a crucial divorce.
Bad marriage, a broken heart and hit the streets.
Me and my wife getting a divorce. Family, one minute they want you to stay. A week go by, time to leave again. So it's just very difficult.
Well, I went through a bad divorce, lost everything I had, and moved out here to start over. Went to the doctors, and doctors took me out of work because I got rheumatoid arthritis, and my liver's failing.
Lost my house, my kids, my car to a violent relationship.
A broken marriage.
Relationship.
Yeah, lost it. I have emotional issues I couldn't deal with. Car broke down. Ran into the wrong people at the wrong time, got robbed, lost pretty much everything.
A divorce, then I rented a room, and then I came down with epilepsy and started having seizures, and the guy didn't want me there, and the next thing I know, I was in a assisted living house.
Look, can we just talk for a minute?
Is that how long it takes for Rick to trace my location?
Come back, Morty. I miss you.
You miss the old me. You miss someone that loved you so much you never had to love him back.
How do you know I don't want to?
Because I'm not sick.
Divorce has a profound and varied impact on men, affecting their emotional, financial, and social lives. For many men, it represents a significant upheaval, leading to feelings of loss, loneliness, and even a reevaluation of their role in relationships. In contrast, women may approach divorce differently, often viewing it as a transformative decision, a chance to start fresh and embrace a new life ideology. While this perspective can be empowering, it can also create a perception that women move on more easily, seemingly unaffected by the deeper emotional consequences. This disparity in how divorce is experienced and processed can be particularly triggering for men. The ease with which some women adapt to their new circumstances may inadvertently deepen the emotional wounds for men, making them more cautious and hesitant when considering new relationships. The fear of repeated experiences and the perceived lack of accountability or reflection on both sides contribute to their wariness, especially in engaging with modern women. Thanks for watching Sigma Traits. As always, we're looking forward to your support. So please hit the like button, share this video with your friends, and subscribe to the channel to stay updated with everything.